Federal government MPs are back in their electorates today after a torrid week in the federal parliament. The Prime Minister had declared that good government would begin after Monday's failed leadership spill. But the week has been dominated by confusion over the Next Generation submarine project, and yesterday Tony Abbott had to apologise for invoking the Holocaust to describe job losses under Labor. He's also facing criticism from the legal community for his comments about two terrorism suspects arrested in Sydney this week. The Prime Minister's office says he disclosed details of the case with the consent of the AFP Commissioner. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
As politicians scrambled to leave Parliament House last night after the first sitting week of the year, some coalition MPs were putting on a braver face than others. Eric Hutchinson from the Tasmanian seat of Lyons gave this upbeat assessment of the Prime Minister's week.
He's had a great week. I think the government's had a really good week.
But privately and publicly, not all of his colleagues share that view. Tony Abbott may have seen off the vote for a leadership spill, but since Monday, his hope for the government to get some clear air suffered several self-inflicted blows. There were days of confusion about precisely what's been promised to South Australian MPs and senators about the future submarine project. The Liberal MP for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thinks it is now clear that Australian shipbuilders will be allowed to bid for the work.
Well, I think you'd have to say it's not the clearest argument we've ever held. That's fair enough. But then, you know, that is politics. And it sometimes takes a while to get to the right position. And certainly the South Australian members have been pretty much at one on this, and determined to make sure that we get a good outcome.
Some of those who supported the spill motion against the Prime Minister did so because they questioned his political judgment. Tony Abbott did little to address those concerns when, in a heated question time yesterday, he made this remark.
Under members opposite, defence jobs in this country declined by 10%. There was a holocaust of jobs in defence industries under members opposite.
The Prime Minister withdrew the comment and apologised again later. One of the MPs who publicly backed a spill, Queensland's Wyatt Rory, made this observation as he left Parliament.
As I said, I think he did a great job at answering those questions in question time. He also very clearly stated, I think, what was a very unfortunate use of words in question time regarding the Holocaust, and we're human, we make mistakes.
With the arrest of two men in Sydney on terrorism charges, the government has tried to shift debate back to national security. The Prime Minister used Parliament to quote from a video allegedly made by one of the charged men, and he described it in this way.
Well, Madam Speaker, I don't think it would be possible to witness uglier fanaticism than this. More monstrous fanaticism and extremism than this.
The information from the video is part of the statement of facts, but that document hasn't yet been made public. The president of the New South Wales Bar Association, Jay Needham SC, says commentary about the video could prejudice a future trial.
What could happen is that the court could find it impossible to have a jury impanelled who was not affected by the comment. And that could either mean that the men would not receive a fair trial because the jury had already made up their mind, or that their trials might be stayed. And that has happened in the past where comments made in Parliament have been the basis for stay application later.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister says he quoted the video translation with the prior consent of the Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, Andrew Colvin. Ms Needham says her association is still concerned.
Well, I note that the Prime Minister says that he had the prior consent of the Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, but the prosecutions of these men should be left, in the association's view, to take their proper course and not to have the kind of commentary that has been attached to the transcript of the film.
The President of the New South Wales Bar Association, Jane Needham SC, ending Naomi Woodley's report.